This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the whole world is going through some kind of stress and is in such a situation. Yoga gives us direction to peace.
आज पूरी दुनिया किसी न किसी तनाव से गुजर रही, कितने ही क्षेत्रों में अशांति और अस्थिरता बढ़ रही है। ऐसे में योग से हमें शांति की दिशा मिलती है।
Leading the celebrations on 11th International Yoga Day from Visakhapatnam, the Prime Minister said that for the 11th time, the world is coming together to practice yoga, highlighting how yoga has beautifully united people across the globe. Prime Minister Modi said the theme for this year, Yoga for One Earth, One Health, reminds that how the world comes together to secure a happy and healthy future for present and future generations.
The theme of this year's International Day of Yoga is yoga for one earth, one health. This theme reflects a deep truth. The health of every entity on earth is interconnected. Human well-being depends on the health of the soil that grows our food, on the rivers that gives us water, on the health of the animals that share our ecosystems, on the plant that nourish us.
The 11th International Yoga Day was grandly celebrated along the scenic coast of Visakhapatnam, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the event. He was joined by Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and other dignitaries. Around 3.5 lakh people took part in the event, which included a flypast by the Eastern Naval Command and a 45-minute yoga session. In Gujarat, the state-level celebration of the 11th International Yoga Day was held at Sharmishtha Lake in Vadnagar, the hometown of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The event, led by Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, was attended by ministers and several other dignitaries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also took part in a yoga program in Ahmedabad. A special yoga session was also organized at the Akashvani headquarters in the national capital. Director General Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, ADG L. Madhunag, officials and staff participated in the program and practiced yogasans. In Sri Lanka, the International Day of Yoga was celebrated at the iconic Independence Square with over 1,000 participants and 100 instructors leading the session. Several senior ministers of Sri Lankan government, former cricketers and industry members joined the event organized by the High Commission of India. Events were also held at Gol, Kandy, Jaffna, organized by the diplomatic offices in Sri Lanka. Iran has said that it would not discuss the future of its nuclear program while under attack by Israel. Iran made this remark yesterday after foreign ministers from France, Britain, Germany and the European Union met their Iranian counterpart in Geneva for nuclear talks. Meanwhile, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres briefed the Security Council and made an urgent plea for de-escalation, calling the spiraling confrontation a defining moment for the future of global security. He said that we are not drifting toward crisis, but we are racing toward it. He further said this is a moment that could shape the fate of nations and the expansion of this conflict could ignite a fire no one can control. India's javelin star Neeraj Chopra won the men's javelin throw competition of the Paris Diamond League 2025 at Stade Sébastien-Charletti last night. Two-time Olympic medalist Chopra won the title with the best effort of 88.16 metres achieved with his first throw. Germany's Julian Weber finished second with 87.88 metre throw. This is the first time in this season that Neeraj has been able to get the better of Julian Weber.
I'm happy with the throw, but it was my first throw and it was good start and I was hoping for throw really good today. My run-up was really fast today. I can't control my speed, but I'm happy with the result and with first position.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall in Madhya Pradesh, eastern Uttar Pradesh and in the northeastern parts of the country today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.